Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And we're feeling that different change of season. The sweaters come out, the days get shorter, our first real dip in temperature. And today I was really aware of the vastness of everything because I was out of town and flying back into Dulles. My plane literally landed in that way, way out area where you have to get off the plane, walk down the ramp from the plane. They don't give you a jetway. You're as far away out in the field, and it's really cold, and your car is parked as far as it can be on the far end of the parking lot on the other side. I actually took out my step meter and just saw how many steps it was. But really, when you're there and you're like in that wide open area, you really do appreciate just the vastness and wonder of the world. And particularly in evenings when, you know, it's just a crisp sense in the world, we really do feel that wonder as we welcome Shabbat. I'd like to, as we're beginning the interviews of candidates, I'd like to invite people who are part of the search committee to come up to light the Shabbat candles. Because they're going to be spending a lot of time at Temple. Candle blessing number 3.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, tzivanu v'hadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chadlik ner, l'chadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Thank you. We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaSharim. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shluchem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei el-yom. Imelech malachei ha-malachim, ha-kadosh baruch hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Imelech, Malachei Hamlachim, HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Came to a new understanding of Ocha Dodi when I lived in Jerusalem 15 years ago, and we took a tour up north to Sfat. And late one evening, we walked around in Sfat, and we were led by an actor, and he was portraying a Jew from the 16th century. And talking about Ocha Dodi and how they would go up above the tree line when Shabbat was coming and as the sun was setting, and just seeing the stars in the sky and the hills with Sfat overlooking the valley just brought the image of Ocha Dodi to life, and that image of wonder. And I'd share with you, from that moment to now, a wonderful poem which we've heard. We are loved by an unending love. We are embraced by arms that find us, even when we're hidden from ourselves. We're touched by fingers that soothe us, even when we're too proud for soothing. We're counseled by voices that guide us, even when we're too embittered to hear. We are loved by an unending love. We are supported by hands that uplift us, even in the midst of a fall. We're urged on by eyes that meet us, even when we're too weak for meeting. We are loved by an unending love. Embraced, touched, soothed, and counseled, ours are the arms, the fingers, the voices. Ours are the hands, the eyes, the smile. We are loved by an unending love. Ocha Dodi is, come, my beloved. We come to meet the bride.
Ocha Dodi, Likrata. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad, Yishmianu el hamiuchad, Adonai echad u'shamo echad, L'shem el tiferet v'dibchila, L'echad odi, V'ikrat kala, V'ini shabbat, V'ikabila, L'echad odi, Likrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha, ki mikorcha bracha, mirosh mikedim nisucha, sofase b'machshavah chila, lecha dodi.
17, please remain standing. Page 18, we read together. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Together, 19, at the bottom. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. Be seated. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. B'shivtecha b'vetecha uv'rechtecha v'aderech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshartam l'ot al yadecha. V'hayu l'totafot bein einecha. Uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha. L'ma'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai. V'hitem kidoshim l'ohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Liot lechem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the sea of freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai? Who is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song?
Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'ne'edar ba'kodesh. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'ne'edar ba'kodesh. Nora tehilor, oseh, oseh feleh. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'ne'edar ba'kodesh. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'nedar ba'kodesh, Nora tehi Lord, oseh, oseh fele, malchutecha ra'u vanecha, bokei hayam lifnei Moshe u'Miriam, ze'eli anu v'yamru, Adonai imloch, le'olam va'ed. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'nedar ba'kodesh. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'nedar ba'kodesh. Nora tehilot, oseh, oseh fele. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'nedar ba'kodesh. Mi kamach ha'bayim ha'donai, mi kamach ha'nedar ba'kodesh.
We're at this amazing moment in the service. We've crossed through the sea of redemption, and we're getting ready for the prayer of Sukkot Shalom, the Sukkah of peace. Last Sunday night, a number of us were at the dinner for the 25th anniversary of Hillel, and the keynote speaker was one of the rabbis from the Tree of Life Synagogue. It's very humbling listening to him talk. This week I happened to be in Pittsburgh and drove by Tree of Life and talked to some friends in the Jewish community. And now, all around the building, which is not occupied, there's artwork. There was a request for artwork, and it's been laid onto fabric sheets, and artwork with wishes all around the world. And the bonds with the Muslim and the Jewish community that I knew about, the Muslim community raising money, but the money that was raised paid for the funerals for those who lost their lives. There's this wonder in a moment of tremendous horror and sadness of faith uniting people and of seeing this art with wishes, and people were changed. And it's that transcendent moment of passing through the sea and then the fragility, but the hope the divine, Sukkot Shalom, Sukkah of peace of Hashkivenu. And then we move into the wonder of God's gift of Shabbat.
Rise for the Tefillah, page 29. Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevig ula libnei v'nehem, lema'an shmo ba'ahava, melech ozer umoshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah, ata gibor le'olam Adonai, chaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, Michalkel Hayim Chesed, Michaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim Verofe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umikayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Meimi Dumachaye, Umatzmiach Yeshua, V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot takol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye Hakol, the bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Meloh Hol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, blessings to our people and all humanity. This is the month of Hoda'ah, the month of gratitude and thanksgiving, and we'll be emphasizing this in Sunday school on Sunday morning as we start to prepare for our American celebration of gratitude, which is also a very important component of Shabbat, a day on which we focus not upon what we want to acquire, but focusing on the contentment with what we have. So our prayer for Hoda'ah is on the top of page 37. We gratefully acknowledge that you are the eternal our God and God of our people, the God of all generations, rock of our life, the power that shields us in every age. We thank you and sing your praises for our lives which are in your hands, for our souls which are in your keeping, for the signs of your presence we encounter every day, and for your wondrous gifts at all times, morning, noon, and night. You are goodness, your mercies never end. You are compassion, your love will never fail. You have always been our hope. We continue with our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, which is in your service folder.
Shalom Tov Uvracha, Chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim Shalom Tov Uvracha, Sim Shalom.
Private prayers and meditations.
Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi vegyon libi lefanecha. Yehu l'ratzon imrei fi vegyon libi lefanecha. Adonai turi, Adonai turi, vegoali. Adonai turi, Adonai turi, vegoali. Yihyu l'ratzon imrei fi, vegyon libi lefanecha. Yihyu l'ratzon imrei fi, vegyon libi lefanecha. Adonai turi, Adonai turi, vegoali. Adonai turi, Adonai turi, Adonai turi, vegoali.
We pray as a community for healing. And we may think, what is healing? And there is no one answer to that. Healing may involve coming to a full physical recovery, or it may not. But what we know it does mean is that we pray that everyone should find comfort, should find peace, should find wholeness, regardless of circumstances. And we continue together with Lisa Levine's Misha Beirach on the bottom of page 45.
Shabbat Shalom.
Rachel, Rob, you were just fantastic tonight. It's really, really wonderful. And Rachel and Rabbi Rappaport, Rob and I did have a lot of fun last week. And, you know, you put the two of us together with a family service. You never know when Noah's going to appear. And it's really wonderful, you know, just having all four of us together on the Bema. And it's really so beautiful, so very beautiful this evening. So it was the first day of religious school. At the end of the morning, the twins, Josh and Jen, they came running out of the car, out to the car. The parents were so excited that the twins just seemed to be alive. But when Josh and Jen climbed into the back seat, their parents said, "So, where'd you learn on the first day of Hebrew school, of Sunday school?" And Jen replied, "We learned the story of the slavery of Jews in Egypt and how God and Moses saved the people." Well, the twins' mother remembered the story. She said, "So what did they teach you about God and the Exodus?" Well, then Josh started to recount the tale. "Long ago, the Jewish people lived in Egypt. There was a mean king, the Pharaoh, who put them into slavery. God got upset. God decided to punish the Egyptians. Next, God called to Moses. 'Moses, I want you to save the people. Tell the Israelis to send their aircraft carriers and the Navy out to sea. The Israeli planes should attack Egypt. Then the Israelis should send in their tanks and soldiers. I will protect the people. They'll surround where the Jews are. And then the Israeli Air Force will send in planes like eagle's wings. They'll rescue the Jewish slaves and bring them to freedom.' Moses listened, and Moses and God did everything that was commanded." The twins' mom paused for a moment and said, "Josh, that's unbelievable. When I was in Sunday school, they told me about a burning bush and God sending 10 plagues. Are you sure that's what they taught you?" And Josh replied, "Mom, if you think my story was hard to believe, you'd never believe what they taught us." Okay, I know y'all heard it before. The build-up was much better than the joke itself. jokes are based on truisms that we kind of mash up against each other. So here we have three. God is all-powerful, and God does miracles. You wouldn't believe it that a child's voice says things that adults are just thinking. But I still feel connected to God. And in this week's Torah portion, Lech Lecha, we have a similar dilemma. God calls to Abraham, actually at that time Abram. He and Sarah's name were changed at the end of the parasha. And God says, "Go out from your land, the place of your birth, your father's house, to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." Abram departs with his wife Sarai, their nephew Lot, and all that they possessed. So connection with God is challenging to many in the Jewish community. You know, in American culture, we associate faith with the piety like this, or with the raised hand, one of personal devotion where God is going to intervene and shape our lives. Gabriel Moran, the author of a book called Faith Development, says, though, that we can't instruct people to believe in God. You can't say, "This is what you should believe." Instead, he talks about faith journeys. One person can share their experience with others and can say, "This is the path that I walked. And what's your path? And shall we go on a journey together?" So tonight I want to take you a little bit on my journey. So when I applied to rabbinic school, we didn't talk about God then. I grew up in the age where we talked about Israel, the Holocaust, and Jewish identity. You know, the great work of the Reform movement at that time was a book called Reform is a Verb by Leonard, who will become Label Fine. It's all about Jewish values clarification. And there were like 10 or 13 things, I think, and it said, to be a good Jew, you must. And then God was only one of those. But my last years at HUC, Rabbis Larry Kushner and Danny Syme began to talk about how we experience God in our lives. So my first deep experience came when I worked as a hospital chaplain for a year. I worked in the intensive care units in the ER, and I was there literally day to day with life and death. I still remember the first time that I sat with a family when their father passed away. The man had been in ICU and had crisis after crisis until the last time they just couldn't revive him. And as the only person who was in the social service fields with the ICU, my role then at that time and throughout the year was to be with the family when they were in the room and said goodbye. I can still picture Sarah in my mind. The room was darkened, the curtains to the outside were closed. She held the hand of her beloved Murray, her husband of 56 years. I remember the sadness. I remember the feeling of a greater presence and a quiet in the room. It was one I would have many times at that moment of greatest grief, a holding beyond. I remember praying with people. Yes, that was a foreign thing to me as a Jew. When people, the ministers who I was training with said, I prayed with the patient. But there was a family, patient wasn't Jewish. But the doctors said when she comes off the respirator that she'll probably pass away very shortly. We prayed together and we sat in the room. But she never passed away. Actually, she got better, she recovered, and she left the hospital. I had that experience several times when you thought that life was going to end and someone recovered. Was it God? Was it powerful emotion? Was it a spirit? I didn't define it. But it was shaping the deepest part of my being. When I returned to rabbinic school after a year as a chaplain, I wrote my thesis on Jewish ideas about God. I read Orthodox thinkers and their very passionate, unwavering faith, kind of universalism, God is the forces of nature of Mordecai Kaplan, and the experiential nature of faith of Eugene Borowitz. But it was a theology of the mind, but it wasn't God of the heart. So in my early years as a rabbi, I was struck by the movie, Oh God. If you remember it way back when, with George Burns as God and John Denver as Jerry. And there's this amazing scene cueing Jerry to come up to the bima now. Good, we hadn't practiced that beforehand, that part. And so Jerry has heard God speak to him, but it was through a speaker and not in presence. And so Jerry's in the shower and God appears. I can do any face, any voice. And this is a little bit of that scene and that vision of God. It begins with Jerry.
Is that you?
In person.
You're not on the radio?
Have you got a radio in there?
No.
Bingo.
You're here in my bathroom?
Come and take a look.
I can't. I'm naked.
You don't think I know what you got? That was another little goof of mine. Shame. Not what you expected, eh? I can pick any look you understand. For somebody else, I would have looked different.
Why me?
Why not you?
You mean there's no special?
It's like a game of dice. Like the millionth customer who crosses over the bridge and gets to shake the hand of the governor.
People are always praying to you. Do you listen?
I can't help but hearing, but I don't always listen.
Then you don't care.
Of course I care. I care plenty. What can I do?
What can you do? You're God?
Only for the big picture. I don't get into the details.
Then whatever happens to us?
Happens.
You don't control our lives?
I gave you a word, a world, and everything in it. It's up to you.
But we need help.
That's why I gave you each other. I love that film. I love the wisdom, especially, of that scene. That God is there, and God is caring about us. Miracles are too flashy. So there's that presence, and at the same time, God does not get directly involved. Through the years, that's what I held. But then I went on my first silent meditation retreat. It was a 4-day meditation retreat. I dove in the deep end. I had never done meditation before. We would do sitting meditation and walking. And on the final night, after 4 full days, the walk I chose was up on the top of the mountain where our retreat center was. It was a dark night. It was full of stars. And it was just this overwhelming sense of awe and of gentle love. Later, when I thought about it, I was reminded of the words of what's become one of my favorite psalms. Eternal God, our eternal God, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. You who have covered the heavens with your splendor, from the mouths of infants and sucklings, you have founded strength on account of your foes to put an end to enemy and avenger. When I behold the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you set in place, what is a human being that you are mindful of that human, a mortal that you take notice? You have made us little less than divine, and adorned us with glory and majesty. You've made the human to rule over your handiwork, weighing the world at each feet, sheep and oxen, all of them, and wild beasts too, birds of the heaven, fish of the sea, whatever travels the paths of the sea. Eternal God, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. As time has grown, I've moved a little beyond, oh God, to the feeling of, even in the very dark times, of this very powerful presence. And I think of the presence as a presence of love. But each of us responds to ideas about the divine in different ways. When I was teaching my course about God in the early years, there was one gentleman who was in his early 90s, and he came, and he sat in the back and said, you know, I don't really believe in God. I said, that's fine. Yeah, sometimes I don't either. Why don't we just talk for a little bit? That's God and George Burns. It is what it is. But I also think of it like a mobile, like that wonderful cow door mobile in the east wing of the National Gallery. With a mobile, if we can imagine a mobile here and each of us standing around, what each of us sees is true, and what each of us sees is different. And in order to know the totality of that mobile, we each need to share our little piece. But the mobile is constantly changing, as we're constantly changing throughout our lives. And so that image of love is what I return to. And when you think of the reading here, the poem, it doesn't speak of God. But if the love goes from a lowercase to an uppercase, it takes on a different meaning. We are loved by an unending love. We're embraced by arms that find us, even when we're hidden from ourselves. We're touched by fingers that soothe us, even when we're too proud for soothing. We're counseled by voices that guide us, even when we're too embittered to hear. We are loved by an unending love. We're supported by hands that uplift us, even in the midst of a fall. We're urged on by eyes that meet us, even when we're too weak for meeting. We are loved by an unending love. Embraced, touched, soothed, and counseled, ours are the arms, the fingers, the voices. Ours are the hands, the eyes, the smiles. We are loved by an unending love. Shabbat Shalom.
Lechi lach to a land that I will show you. Lech lecha to a place you do not know. Lechi lach on your journey, I will bless you, and you shall be. Shall be a blessing, Lechi lach. Lechi lach, and I shall make your name great. Lech lecha, and all shall praise your name. Lesimchat chayim, lesimchat chayim, lechi lach. And you shall be a blessing, and you shall be a blessing, and you shall be a blessing, lechi lach.
With Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Aleinu
You may be seated. Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Donna Courtney, Mark Langsteen, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Iris Bernstein, aunt of Cindy Aid. Jean Gold, friend of Rabbi Amy Perlin and the Shub family. Carolyn Shepner, cousin of Janet Pressman and Mara Surridge. We remember the yearly anniversary of death this week. We remember on the 81st anniversary of Kristallnacht, all that were killed on that night. Julia Chung, Patsy Kuntz, Theodore Schwartz, Joseph Rothenberg, Molly Rothenberg, Paul Laura, Isabel Bunny Derner, Dorothy Finger, Jeanette Tinkelman, Frances Fox Davis, Keith Clark, Irma Illis, Fegi Yucht, Louis DeSenza, Harold Saperstein, Ray Cohen, Jacqueline Elaine Fields, Belle Lackman, Erwin Lackman, Eileen Schiller Barris Glazer, Jack Goldstein, Hilda Pekin, Ruth Weinstein Spiegel, Stephanie Fowler, Callie Loss, Shirley Gaynor, Clara McLaughlin, Sylvia Lieberman, Anita M. Earle, David Earle, Robert Coles, Toby Pinchas. We honor all of their memories as together as a congregation we rise for Kaddish on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'yalma divrach rutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayedecho beit Yisrael, b'agala uvizman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach la'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shemeid kutshah berichu. Leila min kol beruchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran v'yalma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. Oseh shalom b'romav, hu ya'aseh shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen.
V'yimru, 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 amen. V'yimru,
from our sacred prayer of memory to rejoicing in the joy of Shabbat with wine/grape juice, I'm never sure which it is, and challah. And today was a big day for Joshua Hirsch because he received his bar mitzvah folder. We know you were ready like 5 years ago for your bar mitzvah, but we decided we're just going to wait till you turn 13. Joshua, come on up. It's good practice for you. Now, when it's the night before your bar mitzvah, you'll do that by yourself, but we're going to give you a break, and we'll all sing it with you. Kiddush is on page 61. Hard to weave your way around when you're in that whole area.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodesho Yahava Ufrason in Hilanu Zikarole Mahase Reshit Kihu Yom Tehila Lami Krae Kodesh Zeherlitziat Mitzrayim Kiva.
Sip, I don't know what's in there. Hamotzi lechem, it's wine.
Haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
You can chase it down with some challah.
Yes.
You may be seated.
Josh,
your palate is too sophisticated for the Manischewitz, we know.
I think Josh's parents are rather relieved to know that he didn't like the wine. Shabbat Shalom. On behalf of the Board of Directors, welcome to our Shabbat service. Welcome home to Rabbi Rappaport, who spent a week in Italy with her daughter, and I heard it was a great trip. Thank you to all who make this service possible, our rabbis, Rob and Jerry, board member, ushers, greeters, Jerry, you know. Had that conversation with God. Yeah. Or Rob. Member ushers, greeters. Rachel's still confused. Member ushers, greeters, ONX superstars, and our security watch. There's so many things to announce, but I'm going to keep it really brief tonight. It's PAC weekend, young family night, 5 to 7, Chavura, 8 to 10. If you have not signed up and you're still interested in the Chavura thing, come on anyway and we'll figure it out. Saturday night, the 23rd, we'll have a sci-fi movie, the movie Generations, appropriately. And if you're already thinking about Thanksgiving, make sure you are at Abiding Presence. Go to church tonight, that night on the 27th, something I look forward to every year. And finally, November is going to be very busy, as Rabbi Crystal mentioned at the outset. Our rabbi candidates will be coming in over the week, over the month, and we hope you'll be here. If you have not gotten the email with sign-ups, see Lynn Sprung. Raise your hand, Lynn. And she will point you in the right direction. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Modern Israeli folk song of peace, Od Yavo Shalom, on page 48.
Shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu ve'alguna. Od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu ve'alguna. Shalom aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom aleinu, ve'alina. O Jehovah Shalom aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom aleinu, ve'alina.
Please rise. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. On this Shabbat and in the week ahead, may you be blessed with feeling the presence of godliness in a way that is spiritual or in a way that involves giving or receiving help from someone you care about. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.